Hey there, Grace Harbor families. It's Dan. My family is away on spring break this week, but I know this might be a regular week for you since spring break happens at different times in different places. So, to help keep you in your rhythm, this week we're revisiting episodes from the beginning of the podcast where I shared some about the history of Grace Harbor. Now, two quick notes. These were from early December, so you'll hear me talk about Advent and it'll sound like Christmas hasn't happened yet. Also, during Advent, we were doing episodes each morning and evening, so you might hear me say things like, talk to you tonight, or good evening, Grace Harbor, but we're only doing one each day this week. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great week, enjoy this look back, and we'll have brand new episodes next week. Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. How are you doing this evening? Did you have a good Wednesday? I sure hope so. Today was a cold day here in town. The sun was out and there wasn't a cloud in the sky, but it was still very cold. The temperature stayed in the low 30s most of the day. Well, I should say that it was cold for me. For those folks who have lived in Grace Harbor their whole lives, it was a beautiful day. I even saw a guy in shorts. But I actually wasn't born here. I'm originally from Florida, the Sunshine State. And let me tell you, it only gets this cold a couple days per year, if at all. And while I've certainly gotten better handling the cold since we moved here, and I would agree that it was a beautiful day, I still needed an extra layer or two. Our topic of storms and harbors this morning got me thinking about my old home state. While Florida is known as the Sunshine State, it could also be called the stormy state. For much of the year, there's always the chance of afternoon thunderstorms, and from May into November, it's hurricane season. You kind of learn to live with it, just like folks around here have learned to live with the cold. But part of what you learn is to always take storms seriously. Lightning is no joke. Sometimes lightning on the edge of a storm can seem to come out of the blue sky. And when you think of hurricanes, you probably think of wind first. But for my friends and family that lived close to the coast, their first concern was water, as hurricanes can sometimes cause flooding. I can remember lots of times when they would come and stay with us in the middle of the state during a hurricane. And so, in a way, we were like a harbor for them, a safe place to go in the storm. This morning, we named some of our own harbors, the places and people that make us feel safe. That is so important, because sometimes life can get stormy. Of course, we all want to have a great day every day, and we should start each day looking for ways to make it a great day, but sometimes tough things happen. Sometimes things can make us sad or mad. Sometimes school or work can feel overwhelming. Sometimes a friend might say something that hurts our feelings, and everyone gets sick or trips and skins their knees from time to time. It's important to acknowledge that life has storms and to take them seriously. Even the strongest boats need a harbor sometimes. It's not a sign that the boat is weak. It's a sign that the captain is wise. The same is true for you and for me when we need to find a harbor. Let's take a moment and name some of the times when we might need our safe places. You could share something that has actually happened, or you could use your imagination. Go ahead and share with each other, and if you need more time, you can pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. Do you remember earlier this week when we talked about Jesus being the Prince of Peace? That's one of the titles the Bible uses to describe who Jesus is and what he does. Another way the Bible talks about Jesus is as a refuge. A refuge is a place of safety and protection, a lot like a harbor. And so, in addition to the safe people and places we've thought about today, we can also look to God as a harbor. And one of our core daily disciplines is prayer, which is a way of talking to and connecting with God. So whenever you find yourself in need of a harbor, you can always find refuge in God. Let's close out today by practicing that discipline and praying together. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this wonderful day and for all of your blessings. We thank you that no matter what's going on in our life, you love us and are always watching over us. We pray for all of the people who feel like they're in a storm today. May they find a safe harbor in you. Amen. All right. Good night, Grace Harbor. Get a good night's sleep, and I'll talk to you in the morning.